Okay, today's daf is Vav Metzia, daf Nun Hey. We left off on daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We are up to Gufa. We're up to the word Gufa, about 10-12 lines before the end of the page, maybe a little more than that. First one line is Chomesh. So Gufa, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Al Hekdesh Rishon Mosef Chomesh, Val Hekdesh Sheni in Mosef Chomesh. Rabbi Shua ben Levi's Chiddush was that when something is the item itself that you had made Hekdesh, it's the original Hekdesh item, and you want to be Podit, then you're Mosef Chomesh in order to be Podit. Then you have to add an extra fifth, the Chomesh Milavar, an extra 25% in order to be Podit. But Al Hekdesh Sheni, when the item that you want to be Podit was not the original item you made Hekdesh, it was the item that you've been Podit on the original item that you made Hegdish, so it's one level down from the original Hegdish, you don't have to be Mosef Chomesh in order to be Podeid, even when you're Podeid Bebailim. When it's Hegdish Rishon, you only need to be Mosef Chomesh when you're Podeid Bebailim. If someone else is Podeid, they don't need to be Mosef Chomesh. So anyway, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, my time is Rabbi Shimon Levi. Why does Rabbi Shimon Levi distinguish between Hegdish Rishon and Hegdish Sheni? So Gemara says, well, he has a Pasuk. Amar Kravim HaMakdish Yigal Es Beso. Hamakdish v'lo matfis, that when it tells us the din of Chomesh, as it often does, the Gemara leaves out the most important part of the pasuk, right? V'im hamakdish yigal es beso, and then the pasuk says v'yosef chamishis kesef erkecha alav. I mean, the point is that you had a Chomesh. That's the pasuk that tells us about the Chomesh. But we're darshaning in the pasuk that tells us about the Chomesh, it refers to hamakdish, that dafka, the person who originally was makdish the item. So it's dafka when you're dealing with the original Hekdesh item, that's when you add a Chomesh, but not when you have been matfis the Kedusha onto something else. Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Lazar, V'im ba behema hatmeo ufado ve'erkecha. So we darshan the pasuk as follows. Again, the pasuk says that if you have an item, a non-kosher animal, ba behema hatmeo, and you want to be poda that non-kosher animal that you had made Hekdesh, so also the pasuk says, V'yasav chamishiso alav, that you have to add a chomesh to be podit. So we darshan as follows. Why does it give an example of a behema tameo? Why does it dafka give an example of a non-kosher animal? And Rashi points out that it's more than just why does it give an example of a non-kosher animal. Rashi points out havale lemichtav v'im behema tameo. The word should have been im behema tameo. V'im ba behema maihi. What's the extra beis before the word behema? Elahachi kamar. So the way we're darshaning it is that only in the types of Hekdesh that are similar to a Behemah Tmeya do we have a din of being Mosef Chomesh. In what way do they have to be similar to Behemah Tmeya? So the darshan is as follows. Ma Behemah Tmeya miyuchedes shetchilasa Hekdesh v'kulol ha-shamayim u'ma'olin ba. Just like a Behemah Tmeya is unique in that it is tchilasa Hekdesh, meaning it is the original Hekdesh item, it is not something that you've been poda Hekdesh on. Rashi points out that that's very problematic. Who says? How do you know it's not something you haven't been poda Hekdesh on? You could be poda Hekdesh on a Behema Tmeya, but for whatever reason right now, the Gemara is assuming that Behema Tmeya has to be the original Hekdesh item. And Kula L'Shamayim, the Bailim doesn't get any piece of it. And we're assuming that that's true because a Behema Tmeya can't be used as a carbon, so you can't eat any part of it. So whatever you're going to use it for is going to go totally to Kedusha. Umol and ba, and we see that it's subject to the din of Me'ila. Sa'af kol, shetchilasa Hekdesh. So too, if you want to be in violation of Me'ila, it's got to be something that's the original Hekdesh. Vekula l'shamayim, and it has to be something that the Bailim is no chelik in. Then ma'ol and ba, then it's going to be subject to Me'ila. Which again, Rashi points out, is not the halacha at all. That's not true. Any Hekdesh is subject to Me'ila. It doesn't have to be the original Hekdesh. It doesn't have to be something that the Bailim doesn't have a chelik in. So the Gemara will clarify this whole statement. So Amrle Reb Lozer L'tana, so Reb Lozer said as follows. Bishlam kula l'shamayim. I understand when you say that something has to be kula l'shamayim. L'mu ute kachim kalim. That comes to exclude kachim kalim, where the bailim gets chelik in it. It's a carbon that the bailim is going to be able to eat part of. Kivin de'esula bailim begavayu lasbu me'ila. Since the bailim by definition is supposed to get a piece of it, so it's not going to be subject to me'ila, because it's not considered to be misappropriating Hekdesh if you're taking what's rightfully yours. But why would it say that it's dafka tchilas hegdish? That it has to be something that's the original hegdish. What's that coming to teach me? So says the Gemara, tchilas hegdish hu de ispe me'ila, sof hegdish las be'ila. What, do you think for a second that this would be true? That only tchilas hegdish, only the original hegdish item is subject to me'ila, but if you misappropriate an item that's not the original hegdish, but it's the item that the original hegdish was nifta on, it's not going to be subject to me'ila? Of course it's subject to me'ila. So answers Gemara, no, Dilma li'inyun chomesh ka'amrit. Maybe mi'ila doesn't mean mi'ila over here. Maybe mi'ila means chomesh. It means the halacha that you want, when you want to be poda something, you have to be mosif chomesh. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, and we're just assuming like Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. So all it's really saying is that only the original item of Hegdish are you going to have to be mosif chomesh when you're poda. That's what it means, that it's subject to mi'ila. It means only then would you have to be mosif a chomesh when you're poda it. But if you're poda a secondary item, an item that was nifta on the original item of Hegdish, you don't need to be mosif chomesh. That's all we're saying. Amarlei in Hachika Amina, and the one who taught the Mishnah or the Braisa said, yeah, that's exactly what I meant. That's you got it right on. That's exactly the pshat that I had in mind. I didn't mean to say any halachos regarding Mi'ila. Clearly, I was referring to Chomesh. Amarlei Ravashi Ravina, Behema Tmeya Betchilas Hegdish Isa Bemsa Hegdish Lesa. So we said about a Behema Tmeya that it's Dafka Tchilasa Hegdish, that it is the original item of Hegdish. So the Gemara is now going to assume that there are three levels of Hegdish. There's Tchilas Hegdish, Emtsa Hegdish, and Sof Hegdish. Right? Sof Hegdish would mean that the item itself is what's used by the Beis HaMikdash. Emtsa Hegdish would mean that it's an item that was nifta on the original Hegdish item, and Tchilas Hegdish would mean it is the original Hegdish item. So when we say that a Behema Tmeya is Dafka Tchilasa Hegdish, so does that mean it can't be Emtsa Hegdish? It can't be a Behema Tmeya, a non-kosher animal, cannot be something that you were poda Hegdish on? Who says? Why can't it be something that you were poda Hegdish on? Says Rashi on the top, Nihid b'sof Hegdish lo mishkachasla. I understand it's not going to be the sof Hegdish, meaning a Behema Tmeya is not going to be something that the Beis HaMikdash is going to actually use itself, Mishum Talav L'Mizbeach Azia, because you can't shecht it on the Mizbeach, V'lo L'Shaka B'Binyin, nor can you build it into the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Miu B'Hektash Sheini Mishkachas L'Shemet Fisa Tachas Acher V'Chol Zeru Poda Osa. But we certainly find that it can be nifta on, that you can be poda, the original Hektash on a Behema Tmeya, so it could be something that you transfer Hektash status onto, which would be Emtsa Hegdish. So why do we assume that it has to dafka be Tchilas Hegdish, it can't be Emtsa Hegdish? Samalei L'Fisha Eina B'Sof Hegdish. He says, no, well, if it can't be Sof Hegdish, we're going to assume that anything that can't be Sof Hegdish can't be Emtsa Hegdish either. Anything that can't be used by the Beis HaMikdash itself, why would we allow the Gizbar to be Poda, something that's Hegdish, on something that he has no use for? He might as well be limited to be Poda Hegdish on something that he does have use for. And therefore, anything that's ineligible to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, you cannot be Poda Hegdish on. So Rav Achim Yedivta said to Ravina that it should be subject to Emtsa Hegdish, and you should have to be Mosif Chomesh. Amalei Harehu Kisof Hegdish. We say that no, meaning when you have Emtsa Hegdish, you should be Mosif Chomesh. Meaning when you have something that was Nifta, secondary Hegdish, which Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said you're not Mosif Chomesh on, when you're Poda, you should have to be Mosif Chomesh. So he says no, Harehu Kisof Hegdish. Masof Hegdish ain't a Mosif Chomesh. Haf Emtsa Hegdish ain't a Mosif Chomesh. We learn Emtsa Hegdish from Sof Hegdish. Just like Sof Hegdish, there is no din of Chomesh. So to Emtsa Hegdish, there's also no din of Chomesh. If you look at Rashi, Af Emtsa Hegdish, V'sof Hegdish Vaday below Miyut to Dekra, Nami Lo Shayich BeChomesh, Delo Parakle. How do we know Sof Hegdish, there's no Chomesh? Because you're not Poda Sof Hegdish. Sof Hegdish is the item that the Beis HaMikdash itself is using. It's the animal it's bringing as a carbon. It's the material it's putting in the binyan. So there is no pidyon. So if there's no pidyon, there's obviously no Chomesh. So what's the meat of the pasuk coming to teach me? It can't be coming to teach me that Sof Hegdish doesn't have Chomesh, because that's obvious that Sof Hegdish doesn't have Chomesh. So what's the meat of the pasuk coming to teach me? It must be coming to teach me that Emsa Hegdish also, had we not had a meter in the pasuk, I would not have derived that emtsa hegdish doesn't have chomesh, just like sof hegdish doesn't have chomesh. Because sof hegdish doesn't have chomesh, because it's not shaykh to talk about chomesh, because there's no pidyon. So obviously, the meter of the kra, the meter of the pasuk, must be coming to teach me that even emtsa hegdish doesn't have chomesh. Amrle Rav Zutra Bred Rav Mari Leravina, my chazes to medamis le sof hegdish. Why would you compare Emtsa Hegdish to Sof Hegdish? Why would you compare, again, Emtsa Hegdish being the item that the original Hegdish was Nifta on, to Sof Hegdish, which is the item the Beis Hamikdash is actually using? Why don't you instead compare it to Tchilas Hegdish, to the original item that was made Kadosh? Now, the word nitfas doesn't seem to make much sense over here. Meaning, we want to say, what do emtsa hegdish and sof hegdish have in common? That they're both nitfas. They're both something that have been exchanged for the original hegdish. Problem is, that's not true. Meaning, who says sof hegdish is something that's nitfas? If I'm makdish a behema tahora, a kosher animal, and they have use for it as a karban, so what do you mean? It's nitfas? It's not nitfas. That's just a regular hegdish. So that's why the Rishonim over here point out. The Ritva says nitfas doesn't mean nitfas. What nitfas means is that it's a permanent level of kedusha, that the kedusha that's on the item can remain permanently. So that's why we would compare emtsa hegdish to sof hegdish. So says Gemara, no, adraba l'tchilas hegdish avle l'dmiya. I'd rather compare it to tchilas hegdish, shekein davar sheyesh achar of kedusha mi davar sheyesh achar of kedusha, because after all, both of them have kedusha that follows it, a different kedusha that follows it. Both tchilas hegdish and emtsa hegdish are not the final product. So says Gemara, kedama rava. No, you know why we compare emtsa hegdish to sof hegdish? Ha'ola, ola rishona, hachanami hatmeya tmeya rishona. Meaning, the drasha that we have about the behema tmeya is nothing to do with comparing it to sof hegdish or tchilas hegdish. The drasha is just very simple. Why are we not most of chomesh to emtsa hegdish? Not because we're comparing it to sof hegdish. The reason we're not most of chomesh to emtsa hegdish is because we darshan the pasuk ha'ola ola rishona, just like when we talk about bringing the carbon tamid, the word ha'ola with the hay comes to teach me that the carbon tamid has to be the first ola you bring each and every day. It has to be the first carbon that you bring on the mizbeach each and every day. So achinami hatameya, the fact that it uses the lashon of hay hatameya, when it tells me about the being most of chomesh, if you have a behema hat tameya that you're most of chomesh, tameya rishona comes to teach me that only if the non kosher animal that you used was the original hektish animal, that's when you're most of a chomesh. So it's a drasha from a pasuk. From the pasuk we see that if the behema tameya that you had was not the original kodesh animal, it was something that the kedusha was transferred onto, so then you're not going to have to be most of a chomesh. So that's the drasha. Now, if you look at Rashi, Ha'ola, says Rashi, D'chsiv ga b'seder ha'marachu, b'yer aleha koin etzim b'boker, v'arach aleha ha'ola. Hey yaseira darish, shetehi rishona, the hey teaches me it has to be the first, shelo yehe hekter kodem l'tamid shel shachar, that nothing should be burnt on the mizbeach before the tamid shel shachar. Why not? So what's the svara though? So says Tosfos, Ha'ola ola rishona, haksuva rishona bekarbanos. Meaning, what makes the Tamid Shel Shachar the ola rishona? So says Tosfos, it's the first one written in the Parshas Karbanos, the Parshas Pinchas. V'hainu Tamid Shel Shachar. V'chein Pirush Rashi Perek Tamid Nishchar, and that's how Rashi explains in the fifth parak of Maseches Pesachim, that when we say ha'ola rishona, we mean the first one that the Torah speaks of in Parshas Pinchas. Inami, rishona shehikrivu Yisrael b'midbar, or what we might mean by Ola Rishona is not the first one mentioned in the Torah, but the first one that the Jewish people brought in the Midbar. And that's what gives it the status as the first. Inami, third possibility, Rishona l'chinuch ha-mizbeach, k'damar ba'at cheles, ein mechanuch ha-mizbeach, ela b'tamar ha-shachar. that when you need to be mechanech on new mizbeach, it always has to start with the tamid shel shachar. So therefore, we see that it's called first. Why is it called first? So again, Tosfos has three possibilities of why we would refer to it as the first. Now in this sefer, in Chashukei Chemed, Rav Zilberstein's sefer of interesting halachal ma'aser questions that he was asked, relating to the daf, someone asked him something that you would never have related to Bab Metzia Daf Nun Hei, but he points out that it is directly linked to our daf. And that is, there was a ma'aser in a shul where every year they would read the Megillah from a certain individual's Megillah. A guy, a private guy, had a Megillah, and every year the shul was muchzak, they would always read from his Megillah. One year they hired a new Bal Korei, the regular Bal Korei, whatever, he was gone, he moved, he died, something, he wasn't there anymore. So he needed to find a new Bal Korei for Mikra Megillah. New Bal Korei said, I'll read the Megillah, but only from my Megillah. I'm not going to read somebody else's Megillah. So the original guy whose Megillah was muchzak, that they used his Megillah, said, no good. Yeah, my Megillah is the one that's Muchzak, and if this guy refuses to read from it, so it's the Gabbai's job to go out of his way, find a different Bal Korei, find someone who's willing to read from my Megillah, because I have a Chazaka on it. So he quotes, there's a Chuvas Binyamin Ze'ev, who is asked a similar question, where an individual owned a Sefer Torah. Nowadays, when people give Sefer Torah to a shul, very often, certainly in our shul, they're not actually giving the Sefer Torah to a shul. I'm told some of the bigger shuls, I'm told the initial Woodmere tells people who want to give a Sefer Torah, you can give a Sefer Torah to the shul, but we're not housing your Sefer Torah, meaning they have enough Sefer Torah where they can say to the point that if the shul wants to own the Sefer Torah, the shul will own the Sefer Torah, otherwise they're not interested. I don't know if that's true, but those are the two possibilities. Either a shul can own a Sefer Torah, or it could be owned by an individual, and the shul uses the Sefer Torah. So in the Chuvas Binyamin Zev, he was asked about an individual whose Sefer Torah the shul used, and then for a while, and then afterwards the shul bought a couple of Sefer Torah, or someone gave them Sefer Torah, but the shul owned Sefer Torah, and the shul wanted to read from their Sefer Torah. And the Binyamin Zev says, the Koach HaSibor is more chamur than the Koach HaYachid. And one of his rights is from Rashi on Ha'ola Ola Rishona, that the Koach HaTzibur, the Tzibur, has the right to read from their own Sefer Torah, because Rashi says, by the Seder HaMaracha, that Ubir Alea Koin Eitzim Babokar Babokar Va'orach Alea Ha'ola, and the Hei Yaseira, we darshan to mean the first one, that there's no Hector before Tamid Shel Shachar. And why is it that the Tamid Shel Shachar has to be the first one? So he says the Pshat is because that's the Tamid that belongs to the entire Tzibur. It's for all of Klal Yisrael. And then you can go bring individual karbanos. But the karban that belongs to the entire Tzibur is the one that comes first. We also say Kalam Kudosh Mechavero Kodem Eschavero. And obviously anything that belongs to the Rabbim is more Mekudosh than things that belong to the Yachid. Mitzvah the Rabbim is Adif mi Mitzvah the Yachid. So the Binyam Zev Paskin that you should read from the Sefer Torah Shel Tzibur. However, he says, in order to avoid Machlokas, which is always a good idea in a shul, you should have some sort of rotation where you read from the other Sefer Torah also. Don't leave any Sefer Torah just sitting there not being read from. That will upset people. So that's what the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch in Choshe Mishpat in Kuf Mem Tes, that a Yachid who the Tzibur reads from his Torah, if the Tzibur has another Torah while they're muchzak to read from his Sefer Torah, meaning if for years they owned a Sefer Torah and they still for some reason read from this guy's Sefer Torah, from this individual's Sefer Torah, so then the guy has a chazaka that they read from his Sefer Torah. But if they then go ahead and they buy a Sefer Torah afterwards, so if they buy a Sefer Torah afterwards, then it changes the whole circumstance. Then his chazaka doesn't work because it's chazaka sheini mataina. They only read from his Sefer Torah because that was their only choice. Once they had a better choice, they had their own Sefer Torah, so then they should read from their Sefer Torah. So he says the same over here by the Megillah. If the Tzibur had their own Megillah and they still were dafka reading from this guy's Megillah, so then he doesn't get a chazaka at all. Then he gets a chazaka. But if they didn't have any other Megillah, the Tzibur didn't own a Megillah, that's why they read from his Megillah, so then there's no chazaka. So if the circumstance changes, then there's no chazaka. He points out that in this case, just parenthetically, there's no Geat HaRshul, we had a similar issue. He says that it happens to be, in this case, the Megillah of the new Bal Korei was Ksav Beis Yosef. The Megillah of the old guy, of the guy who claimed to have a chazaka, was Ksav Ari. And the Chaznish writes that Ksav Beis Yosef is kosher l'kuli alma, whereas Ksav Ari is at least a machlokas. So the Chaznish says it's always preferable to read from something that's Ksav Beis Yosef. So he says, anyway, this guy doesn't have a taina, because even if he did have a chazaka, you can't have a chazaka on something that's more halachically questionable rather than something that's good l'kulei alma. So we have a strong preference for ksav beis Yosef over ksav Ari. And he says, anyway, the taina that the guy has, the chutzpah, that you say it's the gabbai's problem. Let the gabbai spend his time finding another balkorei. The gabbai found the balkorei. So on the gabbai's cheshbon, that he's going to say my chazaka on the gabbai's cheshbon. He says you can't do that. You can't be matriach the gabbai to go and find another balkorei. But the ksav beis Yosef I found interesting in the sense that Chazanish says it's always preferable to read from ksav beis Yosef. As you know, I asked the shaila of Rav Willig when we got our first ksav beis Yosef sefer Torah, which isn't as muhudar as our Ksav Ari Torah, and I asked him which one should we read from more consistently. He said the Hidur beats that. Well, first he said you should get a very muhudar Ksav Beis Yosef Torah. Fine, thank you. But he said if you can, what you given the situation you have now, he said the Hidur should beat out the Ksav. That if one is more muhudar, you should use the more muhudar one, even if it's Ksav Ari, rather than the Ksav Beis Yosef. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara Vayter, a little too far afield. Let's go back to the Gemara. Tiny Kavasid Rabbi Shulman Levi. Parazu tachas parashal hegdish. Talus zu tachas talashal hegdish. If I say I'm giving this para instead of the para that belongs to Hegdish, or this talus instead of the talus that belongs to Hegdish, hekdesho padui, viad hekdish al elyona. It's a valid pidyon, and the hekdish has the upper hand, meaning I have to fill in, let's say the talus I replaced the talus of Hegdish with was not worth as much as the talus of Hegdish, I have to fill in the blank, I have to fill in the missing money, the yad hekdish al elyona. If it was worth more than the talus of Hegdish was worth, Hegdish gets to keep the higher value. Hegdish always gets the upper hand. But what if I'm more specific? Parazu b'chamesh shla'im tachas parashal hegdish. I say this cow for 5 shla'im should be exchanged for the parashal hegdish. Talazu b'chamesh shla'im tachas talashal hegdish. I'm specific about an amount. Hekdesho padui. The hegdish is padui. Al hegdish rishon most. So, but in that case, it's only up until 5 shla'im. Meaning even if it happens to not be worth 5 shla'im, so let's say it's worth 3 shla'im, so I'd have to mash on the other 2. Right, it's not a matter of being mashlim what the original hektish item is worth. It's a matter of being mashlim the 5 shla'im that I said it's worth. Anyway, al hektish rishon. But the brayso goes on to say al hektish rishon mosif chomesh al hektish sheni and mosif chomesh. You only have to be mosif chomesh when you're poda the original hektish. You don't have to be mosif chomesh when you are when you're poda something that was secondary hegdish. You don't have to be Mosef Chomesh in such a case. So that's exactly what Rabbi Shulman Levi said. So that's why it's a brisa that supports Rabbi Shulman Levi very clearly, that only hegdish rishon, you're Mosef Chomesh, not hegdish sheni. Okay, new Mishnah. Ha'ona'a arba'a kesef. Ona'a, by definition, is an amount of 4 kesef. Not necessarily by definition, that's assuming that the mekach was a sela, right? We said ona'a is 1/6 of the mekach, so if the mekach was a sela, so the ona'a is 4 kesef. Va'taina, when you have a case of modu b'mitzvos, for which the Torah says one is chayev v'shvua d'oraisa, not every case of modu b'mitzvos is chayev v'shvua d'oraisa. There's a minimum dollar value of the claim in order for it to be a case of modu b'mitzvos. So va'taina shtei kesef, the taina has to be shtei kesef. And the hoda'a of the taina has to be a pruta, at least a pruta, in order to be, so Reuven has to claim from Shimon at least shtei kesef, and Shimon has to be moda, at least a pruta, in order for it to be a case of moda mixas. Now if you look at Rashi, says Rashi, a taina shtei kesef, she'ein shvus hadayanan ala taina p'chus mishtei ma'us kesef. There is not going to be a shvus moda mixas when the taina was for less than shtei kesef. She'itanu shavish shtei kesef, yesh li biyadcha, that Reuven has to tell Shimon, you owe me shtei kesef, v'zei yodolameyam shavar pruta, and Shimon responds, no, of that shtei kesef, I only really owe you a pruta. V'yich bar ashar, the rest of it, I don't owe you. O yoda akol v'yich bar pruta, or he could say, I owe you all of it except a pruta. But bottom line is, there has to be both a hoda'a and a kfira of at least a pruta, and the original taina has to be at least shtei kesef. Now Rashi seems very straightforward. The problem is, Tosyantov points out, that this Rashi seems to be against the halacha, because the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Mem has machlokas Rav and Shmuel. What do we mean when we say that the Taina is Shtei Kesef? Shmuel says that when we say that the Taina has to be Shtei Kesef and the Odah is a Pruta, is exactly the way Rashi explains it over here. That Ruvein claims Shimon you owe me Shtei Kesef, Shimon says no, I only owe you a Pruta. However, Rav over there says no. Taina Shtei Kesef and Hodah Pruta means that in addition to the Taina of Shtei Kesef, the Hoda'a is an additional Pruta, meaning that there has to be a Kfiras HaTaina of Shtei Kesef. Not that the Taina has to be a minimum of Shtei Kesef, what the guy denies owing has to be Shtei Kesef. And his Hoda'a has to be at least a Pruta, which if you do the math at home, the original Taina has to be at least Shtei Kesef plus a Pruta. Shtei Kesef alone wouldn't be enough, because if the guy's Moda or Pruta, then his Kfira is on less than Shtei Kesef. So it has to be a Taina of at least Shtei Kesef plus Pruta, then the guy could be Moda or Pruta and Kofer Shtei Kesef, and that's when you have Moda Mitzas. So why is Rashi difficult? Because the Poskim all Paskim like Rav, and Rashi over here assumes like Shmuel. Rashi just writes as Pashup Shat, he's assuming like Shmuel. So Tosyantif points out that it seems that Rashi paskins like Shmuel, that Rashi paskins against most of the other poskim, all paskin like Rav. Rashi seems to paskin like Shmuel. Tosyantif points out the greater difficulty is in the Bar Tanura, because in the Bar Tanura, in Masechta Shavuos, the Bar Tanura explains the Mishnah like Rav, and he goes with the Rambam's Perish HaMishnah, which assumes like Rav, and over here he quotes Rashi's exact Lashon, which is like Shmuel. So the Bar Tanura is really so to himself. At least Rashi, you could say, okay, maybe he paskins against all the other major poskim, but all the other major Rishonim. But the Bar Tanura, it's a little bit more difficult. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, Chamesh Prutos Hein. There are five dinim that are tali in a Shava Pruta. There are five dinim for which we need a Shava Pruta. Number one, HaHodah a Shava Pruta. Like we just said, when it comes to Modav Mikzas, the Hodah has to be at least a Shava Pruta. Number two, V'yishem Eskadesh is b'Shava Pruta. Kiddushin has to dafka be Shava Pruta. Number three, V'anena b'Shava Pruta min HaHegdash Ma'al. One is only Chayiv from Me'ilo if you get Hana of a Shava Pruta from HaHegdash. Number four, V'amotzi Shava Pruta Chayiv LaHachriz. If a person finds a Shava Pruta, he has to be machris, he has to announce his mitziah. Number five, va'gozos chaveru shavar pruta v'nishbalo, if a person steals a shavar pruta from his friend and swears falsely about it, and now he wants to be moda that he stole the shavar pruta and he wants to give it back, yolichenu achrav afilu l'madai, he has to go chase him down, even to madai, wherever he can go, in order to return the shavar pruta, in order to return the item. He has to bear whatever expense it takes to go and return the item that he had stolen. And what if he was not nishba? So if he was not nishba, if he never swore falsely, so apparently he doesn't have to chase him down. He could just sit there and wait for the guy to find him in order to be machzir the item. The Rush in the Torah says if he stole but was not nishba l'sheker, so he doesn't have to be tarech to be meshav as a gzela, but he has to at least let the Bailim know so that the Bailim will come and take it. And that's how the Ramah paskins in Shulchan Aruch. The question that the Minchas Chinuch asks is, well, shouldn't he have to bear some expense to go return it? I mean, shouldn't you have to go after the Bailam to some extent? After all, in general, by mitzvos, we have a rule, HaMevazviz, Ali Vazviz, Yosem Michalmish, but you do have to spend up until 20% of your money in order to be Mekayim a mitzvah. So over here he has a mitzvah hashava, so shouldn't you have to go through some expense in order to return the item? Okay, that's the kasha. That's the kasha of Minchas Chinuch. Just in general, over here, the Mishnah listed that there are five dinim that are tali in Shavu Pruta. Now, obviously, whenever the Mishnah is going to try to limit it to only a certain number of halachos, something that sounds as broad as five dinim, not only is the Gemara going to start pounding away and say, wait a second, what about this din, what about that din, the Rishonim and Achronim are going to do the same. So the Yerushalmi asks, what about Kinyan Karka? Right? You could be Kona Karka B'Kesef, and the Kesef that you have to use is Shavar Pruta. How come that's not mentioned as one of the dinim? That's a Shavar Pruta. So the Ritva's Metarets for the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi's Kasha, that's included in Ha'isha Miskadesh as Bepruta. Because Kiddush Ha'isha, we learn from the fact that Kiddush HaKesef we derive from Stei Efron, right? Kicha Kicha mi Stei Efron, from a Kinyan Karka. So just like Kinyan Karka Shavu Pruta, so to Kiddush HaIsha. So that's really one and the same. The Gra asks, why doesn't the Mishnah count Gzela? that it's also a Shavuputa. It only talks about a case of gezela that you swore falsely about. What about just straight up gezela when you steal? That the Chiv HaShava is only by a Shavuputa. So the Gra is mitarets that the Mishnah only counts those halachos that pachos mipruta wouldn't be in Isser Torah. But gezela pachos mipruta is only that there's no Chiv HaShava. But if you steal something less than Shavuputa, for sure, you still did an Isser. It's still a violation of an Isser. And finally, the last major chakira to discuss in this Mishnah is Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah Kuf Lamed, has a very fascinating discussion. When we talk about a pruta, all these discussions of a pruta, the pruta being the minimum shear, or gozel es chaver or shavar pruta, take that case. So is that a halacha of shiurim in Kol HaTorah Kula, that it's only called gzela if it's a pruta, but if it's not a pruta, it's not a shame gzela at all? Or do you say no? Gzela is anything. You steal anything, it's called gzela. The only thing is, when it's less than a pruta, mistama you have mechilas bailum. Mistama, the original owner, is mochel. And that's why there's no chiv hashava, because you've already had a mechila, so there's no reason to go and return it. L'may nafkamina, whether it's a shear in the iser, or whether you have mechilas bailum. So one nafkamina is, you steal pachs mishava pruta from a chayr shalta v'katan, someone who's not a bar mechila. They can't be mochel. So then you should have a chiyuv hashava if it's only a dinin mechila, but if it's a dinin, the definition of gezela, so you didn't do gezela, so then you wouldn't have to return it. Another nafkamina, the guy is standing there saying, I'm not mochel, right? Sometimes it happens. Someone says, I know it's shavar pruta, I'm not mochel, I want my toothpick back. I'm not mochel, the pachas mi shavar pruta. So if you know that the guy's not mochel, so and it's a dinin mechila, then you should have a chiyuv hashava. If it's not a din mechila, it's a din in the shear of gzela. So even if he's not mochel, you didn't do gzela. It's pachas mishav pruta. Third nafkamina. Let's say the victim doesn't even know you stole it from him. So if he doesn't know you stole it from him, obviously you couldn't be mochel. If you couldn't be mochel, so then you have a chiyuv hashava. But if you assume that it's a din mechila, but if you assume it's a din in a shear gzela, so I don't care that he doesn't know. I didn't do gzela. It's not a problem at all. A fourth nafkamina, at the time of the gzela, it wasn't worth a pruta, and then later on it became worth a pruta. So if it's mishum mechila, so at the second I stole it, he was ready mochel. So I don't have to worry about that, it went up in value afterwards. But if it's a definition of chiv hashava, right, so then I have a chiv hashava as soon as it goes over a pruta. I still have it in my hand. It wasn't something that was mine, so I have a chiv hashava. So, okay, many nafkaminas. So what's the halacha? Which is it? Is it a shear that's it's not a definition of gzela, or is it something that we assume is a mechila? So Minchas Chinuch says it's really an afna gemara in Masech Sanhedrin, dafnun test. The gemara in Sanhedrin says that gzela of a ben noach is chamor from gzela of a Jew. When you steal from ben noach, in a certain sense, it's more chamor than stealing from a Jew, because gzela by ben noach is even a pachas mishavar pruta, whereas by Yisrael, it's only by a shavar pruta. And the gemara says, why? Because Yisrael are b'nei mechilahim. B'nei Noach are not b'nei mechila. And therefore, if you steal even less than a shavar pruta from b'nei Noach, it's going to be a din of gzela. So what do you see? The din of pruta is clearly a din in mechila. It's not a din in a shear of the iser. That's Minchas Chinuch's very clear raya. Problem is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Tes, writes that for stealing from ben Noach, Yechayiv, even pachas mishavar pruta, because, so you'd expect him to say because, they're not b'nei mechila. But the Rambam says, no, because shiurim were nemru li Yisrael v'lo l'bnei Noach. All shiurim in the Torah are only for Jews and not for b'nei Noach. So the Rambam very clearly comes down on the other side. Problem, of course, is the Rambam is against the Gemara, but okay, but the Rambam seems very clear that the din of gzela pachas mishav pruta is a din in a shiur. It's not a din in mechila. Okay, that's the major machlokas rishonim, the major discussion in the rishonim about gzel pachas mishav pruta. Says the Gemara, Tanina chadazimna, didn't we already learn the first halach in this Mishnah? Hana arba kesav meyasrim arba kesav l'sel shtus l'mekach, that hona'a is 1/6 is the din of hona'a. So says Gemara, no, hatayna shtei kesav adash arba pruta tzrichalei. Eino chinami, that line of our Mishnah is not a chiddush. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that for the shvus, mada b'mitzas, you need to have a tayna of at least shtei kesav and adash of at least a pruta. Says Gemara, hanami tanina. Now that's not a chiddush either. Shmos Adayana not tiny shtei kesef al dasham pruta. We already know that from Masechah Shavuos, where we were told that Shmos Adayanim, that in order to take a Shmos Modem Mixus, need a tiny of shtei kesef and oda of a pruta. Seifat Srichaleina. Okay, you're right, that's not a chiddush either. The chiddush is Diktani Chamish Pruta saying, is the second half of the Mishnah where we list the five halachos that relate to a Shavar Pruta. Chamish Pruta saying, speaking of, right, says the Gemara of listening Nami Ona'a Pruta. Why don't we list that Ona'a is also Dafka and a Pruta, assuming that the Mekach was six Prutos. So you can have a din of Ona'a on a Shavar Pruta. Some Rav Kana Zosomer say Ona'a la Prutos. So Rav Kana says, because we don't hold that way. We hold that if you're dealing in Prutos in such small money values, there's no din of Ona'a. The Levi Amar Yesh Ona'a la Prutos. The Levi says, yes, there is. There is a din of Ona'a, even on Prutos. V'chein Tani Levi Masnisei, Chamesh Prutos. And Levi, in fact, in his version of the Mishnah, has five dinim that relate to a Shavar Pruta, and they are as follows. Number one, Ha'ona'a Pruta. He counts the din of Ona'a being a Pruta as one of the dinim that you need a minimum of Shavar Pruta. Vahahoda'a Pruta. He also counts Madab Mitzvahs, Vikidusha Isha Pruta, which our Mishnah says that Kidusha Isha has to be at least a Pruta. Vigezel Bipruta, that when you steal it at Stafko, Chiva Shavar, when you stole a Pruta. Vyeshiva Sadayanim Bipruta. And then he adds in another one. That yeshiva sadayanim, that dayanim will only sit to judge a case when the case involves at least a pruta. So the Tana didan, my time elokatan yeshiva sadayanim. Why doesn't our Tana mention yeshiva sadayanim bepruta? Isn't that also something that requires a minimum of pruta? Why does our Mishnah leave that out? Levi's Tana mentions it. So Tana le Gezel, because we mentioned Gezel, so it's the same din. That Gezel requires a Pruta, because the minimum of Gezel is a Pruta for the same reason that the minimum of Yeshiva Sadayanim is a Pruta, that that's considered a sum of money. Anything less than that's not called money. So Milo Tani Gezel v'Ktani Aveda? Oh yeah, but then why does it mention Aveda after it had mentioned Gezel? Isn't that also just because less than a Pruta is not called money? So why would it have to mention both Gezel and Aveda? So it says Marno, because each Gezel and Aveda each have a Chiddush by it, by those two halachos that you would not have otherwise known. Hanach Isrichle. Gezel teaches me the chiddush of agozel mechaver shavar pruta v'nishbalo yolichanu achrav afilu l'madai. Not just that the din of gezel is shayach to shavar pruta, but that when you swear falsely about a gezel of a shavar pruta, you need to chase the guy down all the way to madai. So that's one chiddush. Aveda, what's the chiddush of aveda? Amotzi aveda shavar pruta chayv lahachris v'yafal gav dezel. Even if the item that you found has now dipped below a pruta in value, but at the time that you found it, it was worth a pruta, you have to still go and be machriz. The Levi, my time alotani aveda bepruta. Why didn't Levi mention aveda in his list of things that are a din of a shavar pruta? Satana le gezel. He didn't have to because he mentioned gezel already. But umilo ktani gezel v'ktani yeshiva sadayanim. But so what? He mentions yeshiva sadayanim even though he mentioned gezel, and that's all because that's just a pruta as a minimum amount of money. Sense is gemar no yeshiva sadayanim mitzrichle. There's a chiddush in yeshiva sadayanim lafuki mitrav katina to tell me that we don't pass in the rav katina. Dam rav katina based in this kaken afil. Rav Katina holds that Bezin sits on a case of even less than a Shavar Pruta. The Levi might time a look at any Hegdish. Why didn't Levi list Hegdish as one of the dinim of a Shavar Pruta? Because he says he's only talking about Enochinami. Hegdish also. Mi'ilu Hegdish is only on a Shavar Pruta, but he's only discussing Chulun cases. El Tana Tana Didan de Kamari Bekachim Nisni Meiser Bepruta. But our Tana, who does talk about Kachim, why doesn't it mention Meiser Sheni that a Dafka has to be a Pruta in order to be Poda the Meiser Sheni? It's got to be a Pruta. So Kamandi Amar In Bechomsho Pruta. No, because our Tana holds that the Meiser has got to be worth a lot more than a Pruta. The Chomesh has to be a minimum of a Pruta. We had the 2 days yesterday, right? That it's not the Meiser that has to be a minimum of a Pruta. It's the Chomesh that has to be a minimum of a Pruta. So okay, V'lisni Chomesh Meiser Bepruta. So have that as one of your dinam of a pruta, that the chomesh has to be a minimum of a pruta. Bekarna kamari bechomesh lo kamari. No, we're dafka talking about things that the initial value has to be a pruta, not the additional chomesh. Gufa, I'm Rav Katina. We just mentioned the sheet of Rav Katina that Bezin is kaken afilu pachs mishavar pruta. That Bezin sits and deals with the case even less than the shavar pruta. Masiv Rava, so asks Rava, Vesa shachata min hakodesh yishalem l'rabos pachs mishavar pruta lihi shavon. So l'kodesh in av l'hedyot lo sounds like dafka by kodesh. There's a din of pachas mishav ruputa that you have to go mimeshiv. But it sounds like for a regular person, there's no din of hashava in pachas mishav ruputa. And if there's no din of hashava, bezin shouldn't be zakuk to a case of less than mishav ruputa. There's no requirement to make sure it goes back to its rightful owner. So says the gemara, no eli inmar hachi itmar. Amar Rav Katina. Rav Katina never said that if you come and sue a guy for a penny, that Bezin's going to sit on that case and Bezin's going to judge that case. No. But im huskaku Bezin l'shav v'pruta, gomer nafilu pachas mishav v'pruta. Once Bezin is already sitting on a case of v'pruta, between a toveh and a nitva, so then it'll be gomer if the nitva then goes back and is toveh from the toveh, a pachas mishav v'pruta, Bezin will deal with that as well. Meaning any claims these two people have amongst each other, once we're already dealing with them in their pruta case, we're going to deal with them in pachas mishav v'pruta cases once we have them all sitting here anyway. That's Shitas Rashi. That's how Rashi understands that. It's the nitva going and being toveya from the toveya of pachas mishav v'pruta. Other Rishonim say that can't be because that's a brand new case. If it's the nitva countersuing, that's a brand new case. That's not just a continuation of this case. So others say that no, it's if the toveya claims a pruta, and then in a separate incident says that the nitva owes him, it's like a gilgul shvua almost, says that the nitva owes him another pachas mishav pruta that he would have to pay him that as well. Tchilas hadin bin pruta, gemar din lo bin pruta. That's Rav Katina's whole chiddush. That tchilas hadin, for a bezin to originally sit, you need a pruta. For a gemar din, you don't need a pruta. But for bezin to deal with other things, the other things don't have to be worth a pruta. Nu mishnah, chamisha chumshinin. There are five things that we have a din of a chomesh on. Eluhin, and they are as follows. Number one, ha'ochel chuma chumas meister, chumas meister shal demai, v'chal v'abikurim mos of chomesh. So that's all number one. If a person eats truma, zar eats truma, or trumas meiser shal demai, even though it's only midrabanan, trumas meiser midrabanan, or chala, or bikurim, you always have to be mosav chomesh when you pay it back. Number two, v'apoda netar avai meiser sheni shalo, mosav chomesh. If you're being poda, your netar avai, the growth of the tree of the fourth year, and or your meiser sheni, you have to be mosav v'chomesh. Number three, hapodah sekdesh, mosav v'chomesh. When you poda hekdesh, your own hekdesh, you have to be mosav v'chomesh. Number four, hanena shavapruta min hekdesh, mosav v'chomesh. If you violated me'ila, you got hana'a from hekdesh of a shavapruta, you don't only pay hekdesh back for the shavapruta, you pay back an additional chomesh. And finally, v'agozos chavir shavapruta v'nishmalo, mosav v'chomesh. If you stole shavapruta from your friend, and you swore falsely about it, you not only have to pay him back, you have to be mosav an extra chomesh. Amar Rava, kashle l'Rabbi Elazar trumas meiser shel demai. Wait a second, one thing in our Mishnah, one of these things is not like the rest, and that is trumas meiser shel demai. Everything else that you're mosav chomesh on, I understand. It's a dar raisa dikadin. You took something that you weren't allowed to take midah or raisa, and you're mosav chomesh on them. Trumas meiser shel demai. Demai is rova meyaretz masrim heim. Most meyaretz do take trumas meisros, and just we have a chumer midrabanan that you have to be mafresh again. So that Trumas Meiser that was Hufrash to address the issue of Demai, the Chiyasu Chacham Chizik L'Devrayim Kishal Torah. Do the Chacham take their dinim so seriously as if they were Mamish Dine Torah that you're going to go and you're going to have to go and be Mosav Chumash as if it were Dinda Araisa? Yes, that's exactly what we're assuming. Like Rav Meir, that the Chacham do in fact make a chizik l'devrayim kishal Torah, that they treat their dinim so seriously like a din Torah. Tosfos points out that there are a number of cases where the Rabbanan are more machmir about their din than they are the din Torah. Likely because there are many cases where the Rabbanan think you're not going to take their din seriously, but they're not worried that you're not going to take the Torah din seriously. So what kind of kash is this? So Tosfos says, no, most of those cases where the Chacham take their din more seriously is where it makes sense to make a knas mishum siyag. It makes sense to penalize a person. But over here, by Trumas Meiser Vadai, the idea of being most of a chomesh is a total chiddush in the pasuk. Why would you even think to be most of a chomesh? It's most mistaver to just pay back what you took. So the whole idea is a chiddush. It's not nothing to do with a knas. So that's why it doesn't make sense that the Rabban would choose this case to be so machmir. But where do we see that a mayor holds that the Chacham make a chizuk l'devrayim kishal Torah? D'tanya, a very famous case. I maybe get me Medina Siyam. A guy brings a get from Medina Siyam. Nasun la v'lom la b'fani nechtam. He gives it to her, but he doesn't say the rabbinically required statement
of b'fanei nechtam, where he's mekayim and he says, look, it was written in front of me and was signed in front of me. Tosfos says lav dafka written in front of me. It doesn't necessarily have to say that because according to a mayor, it doesn't have to be written in front of me. Afilu matzah ba'ashva, according to a mayor, even if you found it in the garbage, you can go and bring it. But b'fanei nechtam, that's necessary. So yotzi v'avlan mamzer divrei mayor. A mayor says, guess what? The get is absolutely puzzle. The woman's considered nashus ish. If she gets remarried and has a child, that child's a mamzer. I, on a daraisa level, the get is kosher. But you see that the chum masul chizuk l'divrayim. The chum remain a vlad mamzer. And the chum say, no, the vlad's not a mamzer. So Kate said, yeah, so what should you do? According to the Rabbanon, what should you do if she got married and she doesn't want to have to get divorced? So what you do is, yitlanu mimena v'yachsu v'yitnenu l'bifnei shnayim. You take the get back from her, then give it back to her again in front of two edim, and this time, v'yomer l'bifnei nechtam, b'fnei nechtam. In order to correct what you did wrong, you say b'fnei nechtam the second time. Now, according to our mayor, that still won't work. In order to let her stay with the second husband. She can't stay with the second husband. She's still going to have to get divorced. That would just be if she hasn't yet remarried. In order to do the get in a kosher way, you would have to do that. Just a couple more lines. What, Rameir holds just because you don't say this rabbinic statement of b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, the child's going to be a mamzer? Say, in Rameir l'tamei, dam rabbanun, mishmei du'ula, omer hayu Rameir, kol ha-mashanim, matbeh, shatav l'cham begitin, Yotzi Vavlan Mamzer, if you change one iota from what the Chacham said to do by a get, the get's going to be invalid, and the woman is going to be considered an Eishes Ish, and if she got remarried, she has to divorce that new husband, and the child is going to be a Mamzer. Okay.